What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Autobot, coming back to you with another Rollcast. Today's topic, we're going to talk about that attraction for the darkness, evil stuff. The reason I was thinking about this is there is somehow a human fascination for the dark side. Darkness, however you want to call it, the yang or the yin, I don't know which one it is. And oh, by the way, my voice is messed up again because I got allergies. Freaking spring is killing me, but either way, we're gonna get through it. So yeah, to put it in a simple basis is imagine people that watch certain shows. And they just have this kind of attraction for the dark character, for the bad guy. Case in point, if you read the Batman comics, if you've seen the movies, people are fascinated for the Joker. They just have this crazy fascination about the character. And I understand it. But some people take it beyond that. Another example that I can give you is Star Wars. There's a whole fascination or culture or cult behind the dark side, especially Darth Vader and the Emperor and all these things. I'm just trying to find kind of like the explanation for it, because I do like it too. Not like I like, you know, all the bad characters or evil or anything like that, but there's just something about it. Now, that's fictional. We also find people that find real characters, real human beings, fascinating, that have done plenty of horrible things. Case in point, the people that follow, you know, the Nazis, like, you know, adoration for Hitler or for, you know, I don't want to get political, but, you know, you may say Stalin, the person that killed a bunch of people. And you know, even mass murders, and people get really kind of like a high of reading what they did and, you know, what they've done in life and how bad they got to be. And the fascination for darkness. So I think that is something that we all have within us. It doesn't matter how good we are of a person as far as that. But there's always going to be that hint of, that hint of the darkness that we all have within us, the sadistic nature, per se, because, you know, we're animals. We're animals, and we have different instincts. And sometimes, you know, we gotta fulfill them. And then the brain chemistry might not take care of that. So there are certain things that spark within our mind that create a different reaction. For example, there are people that like horror movies. There are other people that don't like them. They're like, they enjoy the sad movies and they like to cry. Like, I don't understand that, but, you know, there are people like that. I'm all about the action and funny movies. That's what, you know, the world really does it for me. When it comes to horror movies, you know, I kind of find them fascinating, but I don't really like them because I end up laughing the whole time. I think they're a little ridiculous. But anyway, like, just like anything. I don't know what your experience is with the dark side. Obviously, as I may think, you know, there's a lot of goodness in humanity. I think that, you know, majority of the people are good by heart, and there are shitty people in the world. There definitely are, and we get exposed to that type of stuff through social media. We have more access to knowledge in the world at real time than before. And I definitely think that the world is so much better right now than it used to be back in the days, you know, when you commit a crime and nobody would know about it, nobody would find out, people get away with murder and all these sorts of like heinous crimes. And now it's a little easier to get caught. And also, I mean, overall, the world's an older place. So I like to think that overall, as far as people, we've gone through a lot of crap, you know, the Dark Ages, the plague, the Black Plague, and all these things, and massive wars, you know, country against country, and overtake of empires and things like that. So yeah, I'm an avid reader of biographies and history, and I find, you know, people like Genghis Khan, the conqueror, a fascinating person. But at the same time, I know what he did, you know, like how many people fell under his regime, and you know what he did to villages and countries and things like that. And same thing with all your heroes. I mean, they had to trample over other people's, you know, lives to gain victory and all these kinds of things, you know, territories. You know, the way the countries are shaped right now is not what they used to be back then. You know, the colonizers that, you know, came to the Americas and, you know, take the territories from the Native Americans, Native South Americans. So there's also that part of us that I think is, you know, an animal instinct that we're trying to rationalize. And that animal instinct, that part of it is dark, is evil, and one tries to find ways to fulfill it at a point. That's why you see, you know, people that commit crimes without thinking. I mean, it just happens. That's why sometimes you, anybody, myself, may have a anger outburst for no reason. Honestly, driving is one of the things that I enjoy, but also I would put myself in a road rage type of thing, because if somebody does something stupid in front of me or around me while I'm driving, is endangering my life, therefore I get angry right away, which is not a healthy thing, but it's something that I can't help. But I'm working on it. So I try to stay happy, level-headed. So yeah, fascination for evil and sadistic nature of the human being. If you like a certain dark character, let me know. I personally like the not 100% goodies per se. When it comes to like superheroes, I don't know how much you know about superheroes, but I like the ones that are a little darker, that have to do a little bit more with reality per se. So I'm a fan of the Punisher, people that have had real struggle in life, that lost loved ones, and they know how like it feels, and then maybe they're able to give you a more realistic feeling of what I would say human justice would be like. An eye for an eye type of thing. Superman, I mean, he's my favorite superhero, one of them, although Superman can act like a pussy sometimes, so he pisses me off. Batman is one of the coolest superheroes, but I just don't like it. You know, I don't like Batman because I don't know. I like him and I don't. I just don't like the fact that he leaves the Joker. You know, he lets him live all the time, and then he goes out there and he causes havoc. Like, it's just not logical to me. And we can talk about it later, further about it. Heroes like, you know, Deadpool, Deadpool is hella fun. It's funny. I like Deadpool. I like the Wolverine because he's got that human side. And he also, you know, he goes crazy, man. So, yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm going around in a circle. But anyway, let me know. And this has been another episode of the Rollcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.